Let's shift gears now and hear about a bilingual Latina coming to TV this weekend.
I'm six now, Lucy. That's a hand plus a finger.
The little girl's name is Nina, and she's the star of a new show on Sprout. It's that cable network's first fully owned original animated show. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, some big names are lending their voices to Nina's world.
The sun is coming out, so let's go find a new adventure.
Nina has a sidekick, a star-shaped talking pillow, and she goes on adventures, often with her very hip grandma.
Call me Abuelita Yoli.
Voiced by actress, singer, dancer Rita Moreno.
Oh, you look positively super.
Gracias.
Moreno's abuelita takes care of Nina while her parents work in a bakery, and she does yoga.
She's very contemporary, and that's very important for the show because it shows that senior people are every bit as cool and hip as they are. I certainly am. I'm one of the coolest grandmas I know.
Abuelita Yoli mixes Spanish and English with what Moreno calls a gentle accent and a sense of humor. She has an admirer in the town librarian, a character voiced by actor Mandy Patinkin. Moreno says Abuelita helps teach simple lessons to Nina and the preschoolers who watch the show.
They're not trying to do one of those fancy schmancy series where children are, you know, going into the galaxy and all that kind of stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
We believe that the real world of today's kids and families is a very cool and fun place. We don't believe that we have to be transported to magical kingdoms and castles in order to create a relatable story that really speaks to this generation.
Sandy Wax is the president of Sprout.
We're much more about, you know, playing on the floor, the everyday moments of childhood. And we do that through something as simple as celebrating kids' birthdays on air.
Bark-a-doodle-doo! Ava's turning two. Happy second birthday to our little angel, Ava.
Sprout has a live morning program with people and puppets making weather announcements and encouraging tykes to get dressed and start the day. The Good Night Show helps them wind down and get ready for bed.
Hey, hooray! We had another fantastic day and now it's time to say good grandmother,
yeah.
Good brother.
Sprout began 10 years ago as a joint venture between PBS, Comcast, Sesame Workshop, and Hit Entertainment. It started off running episodes of Sesame Street and other shows from those networks. NBC Universal now owns Sprout. Over the summer, it began airing new original episodes of Clangers, a reboot of a classic BBC show about an alien family. The show is narrated by William Shatner of Star Trek fame.
They like music. Of course.
Sprout is producing its own original series, one about aliens, another about trucks, and Nina's World. Not the first cartoon with a Latino star. There's Dora the Explorer on Nick Jr. and Handy Manny on Disney Jr., for example. But Rita Moreno says she appreciates the show's diversity. Nina's friends and neighbors are Jewish, Chinese, African American, East Indian, and one is deaf.
I think all of these children's animated series are growing up. They are seeing the world in a different way, which is why I also love that our show has other nationalities, not just Latinos. It's very important because that's the way the world is made.
Nina's World is not Rita Moreno's first children's TV show. You might remember her from the 1970s PBS show Electric Company.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys! Oh, yeah. People still ask me to do that. It stripped my vocal cords. We finally just pre-recorded it in advance. It was one of the great experiences of my life. And I cannot tell you how many people in my profession said, don't do a children's show. You'll never work again as an adult. And I just said, I don't care. This is very important to me.
The 83-year-old Rita Moreno is one of the very few and very first performers to win an Oscar, a Tony, an Emmy, and a Grammy. Starting tomorrow evening, a new generation, what the network calls Sproutlets, will be able to hear her on Nina's World. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
I think we're ready to save the world now. Come on!
Woo-hoo!